London Mayor and Transport for London, TfL, Chair, Sadiq Khan, has revealed a freeze on TfL fares until March of the following year. The freeze will apply to pay-as-you-go fares for bus, tube, DLR, and tram journeys, along with the majority of fares for London Overground and Elizabeth Line trips. Funding for this freeze, amounting to £123 million, will be allocated from the Greater London Authority. Khan's Conservative opponent, Susan Hall, criticized the move, referring to it as a last roll of the dice. Previously, Conservatives had opposed Khan's fare freezes, asserting that it negatively impacted TfL's finances and contributed to its reliance on government bailouts during the pandemic. Khan defended the decision, attributing the need for funding to the drop in revenue resulting from reduced passenger numbers during the pandemic. City Hall provided an example of potential benefits, stating that the freeze could save a commuter travelling from Hornchurch to central London up to £90 annually. In contrast, the UK government set a cap of 4.9% for regulated fare increases on mainline train services in England from March 3. City Hall estimates that TfL fares will be 14% lower this year than if they had followed the trajectory of England's rail fares since 2016. Khan emphasized his commitment to making public transport more affordable and appealing, stating that this marks the fifth fare freeze during his tenure. However, critics, including Hall, argued that Khan's 8 years in office have led to financial challenges, questioning the funding source and suggesting potential implications for council tax and new taxes on driving. The fare freeze excludes paper travel cards, which are also valid for mainline rail journeys in the capital. Notably, 80% of tube journeys and 74% of bus journeys are made on a pay-as-you-go basis. Additionally, Khan announced an increase in fines for fare dodgers, raising the penalty from £80 to £100, with a reduced fee of £50 if paid within 21 days, effective from March 3. This move aligns with a previous increase in the penalty fare on rail services by the Department for Transport in January of the preceding year.